各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to all of you brothers and sisters.
主的话告诉我们说，我们在这世上有苦难，但在他里面有平安。
The word tells us that in this life there are difficulties and trials, but we can have peace in him.
我们都知道我们现在已经开始进入一个非常的一个时期。
And we have entered into, extraordinary times.
现在这个新冠病毒已经变成了全世界的瘟疫。
And this issue with the coronavirus has become, a global issue.
我们没有办法在主日大家一同聚在一起，一同来聚会敬拜。
And we are not able to gather together on Sunday.
所以呢，我们只能用现在目前这个网络的这个方式一同在主面前来聚集。
So we have to use this online service to gather before the Lord.
希望弟兄姊妹在个人的家中，本人就把敬拜归给主。
I hope that in your own homes you're able to give the worship to the Lord.
我们都知道我们慈爱的主他不是那么愿意用灾害来攻击人。
And we know that this God of love does not desire to use disasters to, fill our world.
今天神公义的审判临到这个世界。
But the judgment of God has come upon the world.
一定是因为地上许多的事物惹动了神的愤怒。
And it must be that we have done something to stir the anger of the Lord.
好像挪亚的时代一样。
Like in the days of Noah.
地上人的罪实在太大。
That the sins of man were too great.
使得神不得不用审判来审判这个世界。
That God cannot help but to judge the world.
当然我们知道神审判这个世界，第一个是主要针对的这些罪恶。
We know that God's judgment is against the sin in this world.
也是对着仇敌的权势。
And it is against Satan.
但是呢，我们看见在旧约到新约的历史当中，
We see from history from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
有时候审判也临到神的百姓。
That God's judgment sometimes does fall on His own people.
我们愿意用这样的一种说法。
I'll use this type of saying.
神对这个世界呢是审判。
That God is judging the world.
对神的儿女呢是一种的管教。
But to God's people, it is discipline.
那么我们也看见在神的百姓中有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹有时候也会经历患难。
And we see that some brothers and sisters who truly love the Lord will also go through this type of discipline.
所以我们相信这些患难临到那些爱神的人身上的时候呢，神有更高的旨意。
But when these disasters come upon those who love the Lord, there's a different purpose, a higher purpose.
那么你读旧约的圣经，
We read the Old Testament.
你看见圣经说神使这个灾祸临到世界，临到他的百姓。
And it says that God's judgment has come into the world and upon God's people.
这说明了我们的神从来不被动，他是主动的神。
And this shows that God is an active God.
那么他的审判定规是为着他的公义。
And his judgment is to preserve his will.
但是呢，我们神的儿女也不需要惧怕。
But God's people, as God's people, we don't.
因为这也告诉我们说呢，这个灾祸是神的权柄可以控制。
In the midst of these moments of disaster, God is in control.
所以我们在这个时候呢，我们仰望主，给我们有敬畏主的心。
So may we have a heart of reverence towards God.
我们的确开始进入末后的时代。
We have truly entered the end times.
一切神预言的话语都要开始应验。
And all of these words of prophecy are to be seen and fulfilled.
也说明主回来的日子非常的迫近。
And these all testify to the fact that God's return is near.
所以我们愿意用一些的话和弟兄姊妹相互的有勉励。
So I'd like to encourage everyone with some words in the Bible.
感谢主啊，在圣经中啊。
Thank God that in the Bible,
有一篇的诗篇
there is a psalm,
却是对这个时候呢，我想是最好的一个提醒。
That is extremely appropriate for the times that we're living in.
那就是诗篇九十一篇。
And that is Psalm 91.
我想好不好在我们读这篇诗之前我们有点祷告。
And before we read this Psalm, may we have a word of prayer.
我们请大家低头我们有点祷告。
May we all bow in prayer.
亲爱的主我们满心的感谢你。
Dear God, we are so thankful and we worship you.
虽然我们今天在这样一种的方式里面来敬拜你。
Even though we are worshiping you, through this online service.
但愿你的同在仍旧充满在每一个家庭的里面。
That your presence would fill every family.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
当地上的患难起来的时候。
That as the disasters of the world arise.
主啊你会保护我们。
You will protect us.
让我们在你里面仍旧享受平安。
And that we may have peace within.
愿今天早晨
May this morning,
我们一同读你的话
as we read your word together,
得着你自己的鼓舞
may we receive encouragement,
我们也知道在这个时候应当怎样活在你的跟前。
So that we would know how to live before you in these
主啊这是愿你在行审判的时候以怜悯为念。
And Lord,Through your judgment, may you have mercy.
这个世界充满了败坏。
This world is truly corrupt.
充满了罪恶。
Full of sin.
主啊，当你在行审判的时候。
But God, when you are judging,
你也把你的家洁净了。
You are cleansing your house as well.
好叫我们能够被预备好。
That we may be ready.
迎接你自己的再来。
To welcome you as you return.
我们知道时候已经到了末了。
We know that the time has come to the end.
主啊，这也是我们得赎的时候。
And this is also the time that we can gain.
所以愿我们的心受鼓舞。
So may we be encouraged.
我们不是因为这些灾害而惧怕。
We are not fearful during these times.
我们呢是因为主快要回来了，邻里得鼓舞。
But that we would be encouraged because you are returning soon.
保守。每一个家庭
May you protect each household,
保守年长的
protect the elderly,
也保守那些年幼的
and protect the youth.
愿神的家充满神的恩惠
May God's house be full of your grace.
我们也把下面所交通的一点时间恭敬交在你的恩手中
We also submit this time of fellowship to you.
愿你对我们的心说话
May you speak to our heart.
我们一同等候在你的跟前
We're waiting before you together.
垂听我们的祷告
Please hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
Pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
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 那么我想现在呢请弟兄姊妹和我一同啊来读一下诗篇九十一篇
I'd like brothers and sisters to read with me Psalm 91.
有的人说呢这是神给教会重要的产业。
And many have said that this is an inheritance, a blessing that God has given to his house.
这篇诗非常的重要。
And this is a very important song.
尤其在这个时候。
Particularly in these days.
的确可以给我们带来很大的鼓舞。
That it could bring us tremendous encouragement.
我想为了节省一点时间。
And to save time.
那么呢我们中英文都一起读好了。
We'll read it all together in both languages.
那么我用中文读，那么呢，英文呢就稍微小声一点，跟着读就可以了。
I will read it in Chinese, and you can read.
那弟兄姊妹在家里面呢，你就可以用中文的你就中文大声读，用英文就英文读。
We'll read this together.
我们从第一节一直到读到末了。
We'll read the entire psalm together.
起来。住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的。他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下，他的诚实是大小的盾牌，你必不怕黑夜的惊骇， 或是白日的飞的箭，也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。虽有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不得临近你。你唯亲眼观看见恶人遭报。耶和华是我的避难所，你将至高者当你的居所。祸患必不临到你，灾害也必不挨近你的帐幕，因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你行的一切路上保护你。他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。你要踩在狮子和灰蛇的身上，践踏少壮狮子和大蛇。神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他，因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。他若求我，我就应允他，他在急难中，我要与他同在，我要搭救他，使他尊贵，我要使他如享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。弟兄姊妹，读完这篇诗，你就感觉到这篇诗是多么的宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, after reading this psalm, we can sense how precious it is.
那么我们现在呢，用一点时间啊，那么把这篇诗呢，略略的做一点解释。
And I'd like to take some time to go through this psalm and explain it.
这篇诗篇里面第一节最重要。
In verse 1, it is the most important.
啊，有很多解经人说这句话这第一节是一个 statement。
And many say that verse 1 is a statement.
啊，这里说住在至高者隐密处的必住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
这有两个字请我们注意一下。
There are two phrases I'd like to pay
attention to. 第一句话讲的这个住啊。
The first one is dwell.
第二句话讲到必住。
And the second phrase is will abide.
啊，那么弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
我们知道在这里 这两句话启示了一个重要的经历。
And these two phrases, give us, speak of an experience that we have.
我们可以说前面这句呢是一个条件。
And we can say that the first phrase is a condition.
后面一句呢是一个结果。
And the second phrase is a result.
所以如果我们能履行前面的这个条件，我们守住前面这个条件。
We can hold on to the condition of the first phrase.
那么后一句的话是一定会应验在我们的生活中。
Then the second phrase will for sure happen in our lives.
是一定有的一个结果。
And it is something that will for sure happen.
所以这句话呢，如果用我们现在属灵的意义简单的说明的话呢，
so if we were to put this into spiritual terms in our lives,
就是我们需要住在主里面。
Speaks of the need for us to live in the Lord.
只要我们住在主里面，
if we are to live in the Lord,
神的能力一定能成为我们最大的保护。
Then His power will be our greatest protection.
所以我们知道现在住在主里面，这是目前来讲对我们讲是一个非常重要的经历。
To live in the Lord, this is a very important experience that we need to have.
我们只要有第一节的这种的经历，
we need to have this experience of this first verse.
那么诗篇91篇下面所说的这些祝福都会临到你。
Then all of the blessings that are spoken of in the rest of the
那些祸患就会远离你。
And all of the disaster will be far away from us.
所以这第一节希望弟兄姊妹能够牢记在心。
So I hope that we can remember in our hearts verse 1.
最好能够把它背下来。
And the best thing is to memorize it.
我们晓得前面说住在至高者的隐密处。
Says he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High.
我们的神实在太伟大了。
Our God is truly so great.
我们如何住在他的隐密处呢？
And we would want to live in his shelter.
在旧约时代中，
In the Old Testament,
神为着要说明这件事，
God wanted to speak this,
所以神叫摩西建造会幕，
So he told Moses to build the tabernacle.
我们都知道在会幕里面有一个地方是最隐秘的。
And we know that in the tabernacle there is one particular place where it's most secret.
那就是至圣所。
And that is the Holy of Holies.
啊，在旧约时代中
，In the Old Testament，
很多神的儿女们呢，他们都把至圣所当作是一个非常神秘的地方。
And many have made the Holy of Holies that place the place of reverence.
我们知道神住在至圣所的里面。
And we know that God dwells in the Holy of Holies.
在旧约时代中啊，神的儿女们虽然渴望能够住在这个至圣所，但是不能。
In the Old Testament times, God's people desired to be in the Holy of Holies, but they could not.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
到了新约时代。
When we come to the New Testament.
当我们读希伯来书第十章的时候。
When we read Hebrews 10.
那里告诉我们的主耶稣成全了救恩。
That God has, or Lord Jesus has achieved salvation.
那么殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
And the veil in the temple was torn in half.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的路，直通幔内。
And he's opened up that new and living way for us to walk in.
所以新约神的儿女们可以住在至高者的隐秘处。
So that in the New Testament times, God's people can live in the shelter of the Most High.
我们知道这是神已经给我们的福气。
And this is a blessing that God has given us.
每一个神的儿女都可以进入至圣所。
Every child of God can enter into the Holy of Holies.
但是呢，今天我们要如何能够住在这个隐秘处呢？
But today, how do we live in the shelter of the Most High?
约翰在晚年的时候
John in his latter years,
那么他写了约翰一书
He wrote, First John.
我们知道约翰一书第二章二十七二十八节就说明我们如何才能住在主里面
And in First John, chapter 2 verses 27 and 28 he gives us instruction on how to live in the shelter
在二十七节呢就讲说如果我们顺从恩膏的教训就必住在主里面。
And it says that we are to live according to the anointing which we have received from him.
所以在这个时候，只要我们能顺从圣灵的带领。
So if we are to live, be obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
活在膏油的教训里面。
To live under the anointing.
你自然就住在主里面。
Then naturally we will live in the shelter.
那么你也等于是住在至高者的隐秘处。
And it is as if we are living in the shelter of the Most High.
我们感谢神，这是神给我们极大的福气。
And this is a tremendous blessing that God has privileged that God has given to us.
作诗的人在这里形容神，用至高者来形容他。
And the author of this psalm speaks of God as the Most High.
这意思是说呢，没有什么东西比神更高。
This speaks to the fact that there's nothing higher than God.
意思也说，任何地上的事物都摸不到神。
And that also speaks to the fact that nothing of the world can touch God.
地上无论有灾害，有什么病痛，无论有什么难处，都摸不到。
That the disasters in the world, the sicknesses in the world cannot touch God.
啊，我们的神是至高的神。
Because our God is the Most High.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天我们在处在这样一个可怕的环境里面。
Today we are living in these terrible times.
住在主里面
，To live in the Lord.
这是我们最重要的经历。
This is the most important experience.
所以他说，如果你这样住在至高者的隐秘处。
So it says that if we are to dwell in the shelter of the Most High,
他说呢，就必住在全能者的荫下。
Then it follows with the result that we will abide in the shadow.
只要你住在主里面
，as long as we live in the Lord,
主的能力就能够保护我们。
Then God's protection, His power will protect.
所以我们的神不仅是至高者，他也是全能者。
So our God is not only the Most High God, but He is the most powerful God.
我们需要明白
，and we have to understand，
这个才是最好的保护。
And this is the best protection that we have。
全能的意思是什么呢
？What does Almighty mean？
就所有人都不能的时候，他也能。
It means that if we cannot, He is able。
你看今天全世界的人呢，都在找这个保护。
And throughout the world, everyone is looking for protection.
用各式各样的事物来保护我们。
We're using so many things to try to protect.
但是我们神的儿女要清楚一件事情。
But as God's children, we need to be.
这些外面的东西固然可以帮助我们一点。
All of these, outward protection devices can help out.
但是最好的是神的保护。
But the best is God's protection.
神是全能的。
He is the Almighty.
所以他才是我们最安全的保护。
And he is the most secure protection that we have.
所以感谢神。
So we thank God.
他不仅救了我们。
That he not only saved us.
他也成为我们的居所，成为我们的保护。
But he is our shelter and he is our protection.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
诗篇九十一篇的第一句话，你如果牢记在心。
If we can memorize and keep in our hearts Psalm 91 verse 1,
啊，这个给我们带来极大的平安。
This can give us tremendous peace.
啊，所以请记得住在主里面，这是目前最重要的经历。
So to dwell and live in the Lord, this is the most important thing.
如果我们有了第一节的这样的经历
If we have the experience of verse one,
那么接下去的事情呢就很容易明白
then the following verses will be easily
并且一切事物都可以应验
and all of these things are attainable.
那就好像挪亚一样
Just like for Noah,
在那个大审判的时代
in the midst of that great judgment,
他只要住在方舟里就可以
He just lived in the ark.
他就能躲过所有一切可怕的审判。
And he was protected from all of the flood.
所以今天我们需要住在主的里面。
So today we need to live in the Lord.
那么第二节呢
？In verse two,
他这里说：“我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的。”
I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
这里的论呢，就是说说到啊
，and this is a saying，
这个说法呢，就表示说你有了实际的经历。
This means that you have experience
啊，那么你有了实际的经历，你就可以这样说。
And you have the practical experience, and that's why someone could say this，
而不是一个道理。
It is not a doctrine，
甚至也不是所谓的信心的宣告。
And it is not a proclamation of faith。
我们要知道属灵的事情都是实实在在的。
In spiritual things, it is very practical.
不是光是一个感觉。
Very real. It's not.
所以你有了这个经历。
But it is an experience.
你就能说。
And so you can say this.
说什么呢
？And what do you say?
说神是我的避难所。
And you say that the Lord is my refuge.
是我的山寨。
He is my fortress.
啊，这个避难所、山寨都是说到一个保护。
And a refuge and a fortress that speaks of protection.
这也是最安全的地方。
The safest place.
感谢主啊。
We thank God.
今天我们知道全地都不安全。
Today in the world, there's no place that is safe.
所以你跑任何地方都不安全。
No matter where you go, it is not safe.
这个瘟疫已经蔓延到全世界。
This coronavirus has spread throughout the whole world.
感谢主。在这里有个避难所。
But thank God that here we can find.
这里有个山寨。
We have our refuge. We have our.
所以巴望主使我们实实在在的经历。
So may God allow us to experience this practically.
住在主里面。
To live in the Lord.
他就是你的避难所和山寨。
Then He is your refuge. He is your fortress.
那么他也说是我的神。
And it also says He is my God.
啊，这个是我的神什么意思？就是。没有任何的人可以比的。
And what does it mean when the author says, "My God"? That means there's no one else that can compare to God.
神不是人。
God is not man.
神比人有权能有智慧的多了。
God has much more wisdom and power than man.
你在这里就经历，啊。
And here you can experience this.
他是我们的神。
That He is my God.
啊，那么并且呢，他是我所依靠的。
And He is. Well, the one I can trust.
啊，所以是全然可靠。
He is the one that I can trust.
啊，所以感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
当我们有第一节这个经历的时候
，that if we have the experience of verse one,
你第二节就可以这样说了。
Then in verse two, you can make this statement.
然后我们看见啊，从 第三节到第八节是一段。
Then we can see from verse 3 through verse 8, this is another section.
这里讲到我们在主的恩，在主的同在中，你看有一些宝贵的经历。
And these are some precious experiences that we can have in God's protection.
第三节他说，
In verse 3 it says,
他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。
It says, for it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence.
啊，我简单的说明就可以。
I simply speak of this.
这捕鸟人的网罗是看得见。
The trapper is someone, the snare of the trapper is something that you can see.
这个毒害的瘟疫是看不见。
But the deadly pestilence is something that you cannot see.
就好像现在的病毒一样。
It's similar to the coronavirus.
Yeah. 那么你看不见。
You can't see it.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
只要你学习住在主里面。
But as long as we are able to live in
the Lord. 无论是看得见的看不见的。
No matter what you can see and what you cannot
see. 神都能救我们。
God can save us.
你看多么的宝贵。
What a precious thing.
然后第四节。
Verse 4.
他说他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你。
He will cover you with his feathers.
那个翎毛是什么呢？
And what are his feathers?
我们晓得这个翎毛是最柔软的。
We know that feathers are very soft.
最舒服的。
And it is the most comfortable.
所以这告诉我们的主保护我们在里面他把我们保护在一个最柔软最舒适的情况。
This means that when God protects us, he uses the most soft and comfortable things, his feathers, to protect us.
他说你要投靠在他的翅膀下。
And under his wings, you may seek refuge.
这个翅膀呢是外面比较刚强的比较硬的。
And the wings, this is what is strong and sturdy.
所以呢，一方面主把我们保护在他的同在里的时候，是非常的舒服，非常温暖。
When God protects us in His presence, it is soft, it is comfortable.
而对外面所来的东西的时候，你看见神是非常的刚强。
But towards the things that are the opposing forces outside, God is very strong.
那是一个有力量的一个翅膀。
He has this strong, these strong wings to protect us.
我们真是感谢我们的神。
And we truly thank our God.
他是何等的爱我们。
That he is one who truly loves us.
你看他的话语充满恩典。
And his words are full of grace.
啊，不仅这样。
And not only this.
他说他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
It says that his faithfulness is a shield and protection.
啊，就是在大小事上。他都实实在在的能保护我们。
That in big things and little things, he is able to protect us.
这一方面也说到，在我们身上来讲，无论是大难处、小难处，都可以经历他的信实。
So in big things and little things in our lives, we can experience his faithfulness.
不是重大的事情来了，神才保护我们。
It's not only in the big things that God is able to protect us.
小事神就不理我们。
And the little things he doesn't care about.
感谢主。
But no, it's not like
that. 他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
That his faithfulness is towards the little things and the big things.
最小的事上他都能替我们。
And even the smallest things in our lives, he is faithful and will protect us.
我们要把大小事都交在神的手中。
So big things and little things, we need to cast them before the Lord.
最重要的，你要住在主里面。
And the most important thing is we need to live in the Lord.
这个福气实在是非常的大。
And this privilege is so great.
然后第五节和第六节又讲到一些事情。
In verses 5 and 6, it speaks of something else.
他你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日飞的箭。
You will not be afraid of the terror by night or of the arrow that flies by day.
也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫或是午间灭人的毒病。
Of the pestilence that stalks in darkness or of the destruction that lays waste at noon.
这就告诉我们无论是黑夜无论是白日都不需要惧怕。
This says that during the night or during the day we do not need to fear.
有的时候在夜间的时候呢我们心里面充满了恐惧。
Sometimes we sense the terror of the night.
我也知道最近很多弟兄姊妹都睡不着觉。
I know that many brothers and sisters are not able to sleep well at night.
到晚上一想到这些事情呢，都害怕。
That when they think of these things in the world, they are filled with terror.
这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
你只要保守主的同在。
That if we are able to preserve the presence of the Lord, to live in the Lord.
你夜晚也不需要惊骇。
We do not need to have terror at night.
怎么或者白日 飞的箭。
And the, nor do we need to be afraid of the arrows that fly during the day.
我们知道在以弗所书里面的保罗告诉我们。
We know that in Ephesians, Paul tells us,
仇敌最会射火箭。
That Satan throws his flaming darts at us.
他用这个火当箭射在我们里面。
And he uses these flaming darts.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是你知道白日现在飞箭现在全世界满天空都是箭到处都是消息啊。
We know that during the day we see the media and the news that we see.
今天这个人是这样说明天那个人这样说。
And one day this person says this opinion, another day someone else says,
这个专家怎么说那个医生怎么说。
What does this expert say? What does that doctor say?
然后呢经过这些电台经过这些记者把它传扬到每个角落的里面。
Through media and TV, it's spread through every corner of the earth.
哇我们真是觉得现在这个火箭纷飞啊这个火箭到处飞啊。
And it does feel like these are flaming arrows flying above our heads.
这一个什么叫火箭一个火箭一射进来你里面就冒火。
What does it mean that it's a flaming arrow? It means that when you're struck by it, it stirs you up, it stimulates.
你就开始焦虑了，你开始紧张了。
So then you start to become scared and frightened.
感谢主。
But we thank God.
主的话说什么？
But what is the word of God say?
白日飞的箭，你也不需要害怕。
You do not need to be afraid of the arrow that flies by.
无论什么消息来了
，No matter what kind of news comes our way,
你也不需要害怕。
We don't need to fear.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我这些日子一直感觉到啊
，I feel that in these days,
因为这些祸患，尤其我们在西雅图就在门口。
And particularly in Seattle, the epicenter of this coronavirus.
所以很多时候我们这个传递的消息特别多。
And the news is spread, very quickly.
如果我们都把我们的注意力放在这些消息上面。
If we put all of our attention on the news.
你看我们就整天里面都会有焦虑的不安的。
That all day long we are, in a state of unease and we're frightened.
其实对我也是。
And it affects me as well.
最近呢我这个消息也是很多。
I have a lot of news that comes my way as well.
这些消息一来的话呢你看我们这个做人呢我们就会焦虑。
And as a natural man, when the news comes our way, we are stirred up.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当我一亲近主
But when I draw near
to God, 我读主的话的时候
and I read God's word,
我的思想好像就被带到天上去。
Then it seems like my mindAnd thought has been brought to the heavens.
所以我最近提醒弟兄姊妹。
So lately I've been reminding brothers and sisters.
你看在旧约时代中。
In the Old Testament time.
以色列人常常有时候经历很大的患难。
The Old Testament people were faced with a lot of difficulty.
这些先知们呢他们也为着神的百姓遭遇的患难心中焦虑。
And these prophets, were chosen to
pay attention to 那些。地上的事
to pay attention to the things of the world.
他们心里面也可以焦虑
and they were also
也会难过
full of unease and despair.
但是呢他们不是光看见地上的事他们也看见天上的
but they not only saw the things of the world, but they saw the things of heaven.
所以看见天上的事就叫他们里面得安慰得鼓
and when they saw the things of heaven, it brought peace within them.
所以在这个啊火箭到处飞的一个时代啊
So in the times where we're living in, where there are arrows,
希望我们弟兄姊妹们住在主里面。
I hope that brothers and sisters, we can live in the
Lord. 我们也把注意力摆在主的身上。
We can fix our eyes upon Jesus.
这样你白天也不需要害怕。
And during the day, we also do not need to fear.
那第六节说呢
Verse 6 says,
也不怕这个黑夜的瘟疫。
And,we are not afraid of the pestilence that stalks in darkness.
或者午间灭人的毒病。
Or the destruction that lays waste at noon.
这个夜里的瘟疫就是你看不见的暗中来的。
And the pestilence that stalks in darkness is what we cannot see.
就午间呢是明着来的。
And the destruction that lays waste at noon is something that is visible.
不见它不管它暗中来的明着来的你都不需要害怕。
No matter what, we don't need to be afraid.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们要相信神的话
We need to trust in the Lord's word.
在这个时候
that in these times,
我们更需要活在主话语的光中。
We need to live in the light of the word even more.
给我们带来何等大的鼓励。
The word of God can bring encouragement.
第七节
Verse 7.
虽有千人扑倒在你旁边万人扑倒在你右边这灾却不得临近你。
1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you.
哎呀，这是何等的保证！
What a statement.
你看我们今天面临的这个情况，天天来的消息。
We see what is right before us, the news that keeps coming our way.
哇，今天又死了多少人，明天又死了多少人。
Today, more people have died. Tomorrow, we're predicting how many more people will die.
圣经告诉我们，即使有千人扑倒在你的旁边,
the Bible says that even if there are 1,000 people who died,
万人倒在你的右边,
and 10,000 that falls to your right hand,
你也不需要害怕,
we do not need to be afraid.
我们不需要因这个信息而惊慌,
we don't need to be stirred up by this news.
这次我们看见这个瘟疫实在是死了很多人,
we can see that this coronavirus has brought death upon many.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
感谢神的话
thank God for His word,
带来何等大的安慰
and He brings such encouragement in His word.
他告诉我们，只要你住在主里面
He tells us that as long as we live in the Lord,
这灾不得临近你，连靠近你都不行
that this devastation shall not approach you.
我们弟兄姊妹相信这个话吗
Brothers and sisters, do you believe in this?
我们对这个话能阿们吗
Can we say amen to this?
仰望主的恩典
May we look to God's mercy.
最重要的记得要住在至高者的荫
The most important thing is that we need to live in the shelter of the Most High.
并且这些外面发生的事情
And it doesn't matter what happens
不会临到你
that it shall not approach
而你的眼可以观看到
And what your eyes can see
神在地上的作为
And you can see God is in control of all things.
他说你唯亲眼观看见恶人遭报
Verse 8, it says, you will only look on with your eyes, and you will see punishment of the wicked.
我们知道，我们刚开头讲过，神审判这个地是为了除去罪恶。
And I mentioned in the beginning that God's judgment is to get rid of sin.
我们也希望经过这样的审判，这个地啊变得干净一点。
And we hope that through this punishment, then the world will be a cleaner place.
今天这个地实在太肮脏了。
And the world is truly a corrupt and dirty place.
啊，是充满了许多的罪恶。
Full of sin.
人今天对罪恶已经没有感觉了。
And today, man is no longer sensitive to sin.
所以呢，引来神的愤怒。
So then it stirred up the anger of the Lord.
审判就临到地上。
And judgment has come upon the man.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要明白一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, we need to recognize.
所有的祸患。是神用来清洁这个世界。
All of the devastation and disaster is to cleanse the world of sin.
那么到了第九节啊，第九节到这个十三节。
And then from verse 9 through 13.
这里呢，他再强调加强的一段话。
And he emphasizes again.
他再说耶和华是我的避难所。
He says again, for you have made the Lord my refuge.
但是下面一句话请我们注意。
But the next phrase pay attention to.
他说你已将至高者当你的居所。
Even the most high, your dwelling place.
我们希望这句话呢是每个弟兄姊妹的经历。
I hope that this verse can be the experience of every brother.
你不是光知道要住在主里面。
You not only know that you're supposed to live in the Lord.
你已经住在主里面
but that you are already living in the Lord.
所以他在强调只有神是我们的避难所
so he emphasizes again that the Lord is my refuge.
感谢神
we thank God.
今天有很多人已经住在至高者的居所里
that today many are already living in the dwelling place.
所以我们要求主让这个经历在我们身上是实实在在的
So may this experience be practical and real in us.
不是一个道理。
That this is not just a preaching or a doctrine.
然后他就在第十节说到。
Then in verse 10 he says.
他说患难必不临到你。
No evil will befall you.
灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。
Nor will any plague come near your tent.
所以神再次保证。
So the Lord again makes this statement.
啊，患难 必不临到你。
That no evil will befall you.
必不临到，那是一定不会临到。
That no evil will befall you.
我想我们相信神的话。
We need to believe in God's word.
不要相信我们的感觉。
We cannot follow our
feelings. 也不要相信我们眼睛看见。
And we cannot trust what we see with our eyes.
因为我们活在神话语的世界里面。
We need to live in the reality of God's word.
必不临到你。
That no evil will befall
you. 只要你住在主至高者的眼睛。
As long as we live in the Lord.
灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。
And nor will any plague come near your tent.
这个帐篷是人居住的地方啊。
The tent is where we live.
不要说这个灾害不能临到我们，连我们的家都得保护，知道吗？
And not only that the evil will not befall you,
你全家都蒙保护啊。
But the plague will not come to your family. Your whole family is protected.
就像挪亚的一家八口蒙保护一样。
Just like Noah, his family of eight was protected.
感谢主，这是何等的保证。
We thank God for his protection.
所以只要我们活在主的里面。
That as long as we live in the Lord,
我们和我们的家都蒙保护。
That we and our families will be protected.
然后第十一节
，verse 11
和十二节
，and 12，
他说：“因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你行的一切路上保护你。
For he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。”
They will bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against the stone.
我相信弟兄姊妹读这两节话的时候，你会感觉很熟悉啊。
I trust that when brothers and sisters read these two verses, it will sound familiar.
因为魔鬼在旷野试探主的时候
，That when Satan in the wilderness when he was tempting Jesus,
曾经引用这两句话
，He used these two phrases.
但是弟兄姊妹，这两句话其实是神给我们的一个恩惠。
But this is an encouragement that God gives to us.
你只要听神的话
，that if we obey God's word,
住在他的里面
，live in Him,
这些福气都是我们的
，and all of these blessings will be ours.
神不仅拯救我们，他会打发使者帮助我们。
He not only will protect us, but He will send His angels to protect.
这个使者还不是一个呢
，and it's not only one angel.
就十二节说他们很多。
And verse says, it says they, that's the plural.
就是你无论在什么情况里，神都用各式各样的情况可以保护我们。
No matter what circumstances that we encounter, the angels will protect us.
今天你不需要去选择路，你走哪条路他都保护你。
Today you don't need to pick a path to walk on. No matter what path you walk on, they will be there.
你看这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
What a precious thing.
并且呢，他说呢，他要叫你的脚不碰在石头上。
And it even says that lest you strike your foot against a rock.
这个脚啊，要踢到石头，这是很小的事情，对不对
？If your foot were to touch a stone, it's not a big deal.
有时候走路不小心就踢到石头。
And sometimes as you're walking, you accidentally kick a stone.
这句话什么意思
？What does this phrase mean?
就神的使者保护我们呢，保护的无微不至，非常的细小。
That God's protection is on every detail of our life.
连踢个石头他都保护你，看到没有
？Even for us to kick a stone, He will protect us.
这是何等的应许
！What a blessing!
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们愿意我们能因主的话信心被建立。
So through God's word, may our faith be strengthened.
他保护我们
，That He will protect us.
只有他保护我们
，Only He will protect us.
连一点点最小的事情都不能伤害。
That even the smallest thing of harm cannot hurt you.
我们要感谢我们的主。
So we need to thank our God.
我再说
，I'll say again.
这下面所说的这些经历，跟你有没有住在主里面有非常密切的关系。
These experiences that we're talking about is directly dependent on whether you have lived or living in the Lord or not.
只要你住在主里面。
As long as you live in the Lord.
我在说怎么住在主里面。
And I'll say again, how do we live in the Lord?
顺服圣灵的感觉。
We need to obey the Holy Spirit.
我们晓得在这个时候这么多事情发生，我们的思想很乱。
And in the times that we're living in, our thoughts are all over the place.
那么这个时候主的话提醒我们
But in this moment, God's word reminds us
你里面最重要的顺服圣灵的带领
Within the most important thing is to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. To live under the anointing.
主叫我们说，我们就说；主不叫我们说，我们就不说。
If God tells us to speak, then we speak. If He tells us to not speak,
we are silent.
If we are to,
主叫我们走，我们就走。
If God tells us to move, then we move.
在这个时候，跟随圣灵要更加的更紧密。
And we, in these days, we need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit even more closely.
主的同在。 成为我们生命中的一个确定的一个经历。
That the presence of the Lord will be something that is for sure in our lives.
所以你住在主里面，你就安全。
So if we are to live in the Lord, then we are protected.
你看神在这里反复告诉我们，这样一再的告诉我们，告诉我们住在主里面有多少的好。
And you can see how the Lord uses so much detail and fervency to tell us how important it is to live in Him. And I hope that brothers and sisters this morning we would not take this as just a preaching.
我们要,
but that this would be a lesson and guidance from the Lord directly.
要实行,
that we need to live and walk in this way.
然后13节,
In verse 13,
他说你要踩在狮子和灰蛇的身上，践踏少壮狮子和大蛇。
You will tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down.
我们知道这个狮子灰蛇都是可怕的动物，对不对？
You know that the lion and the cobra are frightening beasts.
这个少壮狮子大蛇。
The lion, this cobra.
如果今天我们让你用脚去踩它，你敢吗？
Today, if I told you to step on a cobra, would you be daring enough to do that?
你敢用脚去踩狮子吗?
Or would you be daring enough to step on a lion?
你敢用脚去踩那个毒蛇吗?
Would you be daring enough to step on a cobra? What a frightening creature.
你看主的话已经达到何等样的地步。
You see that God's word has gone to such length.
这些最可怕的东西在你面前。
That even the most frightening things that are right before you. That you don't need to be fearful, to trample. That you can face it.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这些话都是一些形容，对不对？
And we know that these are all words gives us a picture of this.
Yeah. 那么主的话这样的说明呢，如果我们还听不进去的话呢？ 那如果你失去了主的保护，你也没话说了，对不对？
So if after reading all of this that the Lord tells you and we still aren't able to understand or live up to it, then we cannot blame God if we're not protected.
求主施恩给我们。
So may God give us His protection.
在今天这么一个可怕的一个环境的里面。
That in these terrible times that we're living in,
神的儿女是有保护的。
That God's children has this protection.
啊，我们需要明白神的话。
We need to believe in the word of God.
啊，那么最后14节到16节。
And lastly, verses 14 through 16.
这里我们看见神说话。
And this is what the Lord says.
因为啊，有人真正追求住在主里面。
Because this is the one who There are ones who truly live in the Lord.
他们愿意听神的话, they're
willing to obey and to live in the shelter of the Most High. So God Himself 哇, speaks.
这多么重要的事。
What an important thing.
因为神说了就算数,
Whatever God says, it will stand.
那就是实在的。
Then it is true.
啊, 这里的话,
And these words, I hope that brothers and sisters can understand.
神说，因为他专心爱我，我就搭救他。The
Lord says, because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him.
这里说呢，专心爱我。And
it says, because he has loved me.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真是求主，让我们能有爱主的心。May
we have a heart that truly loves God.
不是口头上的。Not
just from our lips.
就像先知所说的一样。Just
like what the prophet says.
我们的口向神多显爱情。That
we speak of love towards the Lord with our lips.
但是我们的心啊，就是偏向我们个人的利益。But
our hearts are towards our own needs.
这个爱主不真实。
And this love for God is not real.
所以这个时候。
So in this time,
环境已经这样提醒我们,
that our current environment is reminding us,
你如果不爱主,
that if we don't love God,
弟兄姊妹, 那是很可惜的事情。
Brothers and sisters, it is an unfortunate thing.
主说, 因他专心爱我,
but the Lord says, because he has loved me,
我就一定搭救他,
therefore I will deliver him.
第二个, 因为他知道我的名,
because he has known my name,
我就要把他安置在高处,
I will set him securely on high.
什么叫做知道他的名呢?
What does it mean to know his name?
我们都知道人的名代表这个人的。
We know that the name represents the person.
我们每一个人都有一个名字, 对不对?
We all have a name.
我们一提起这个名字我们就想起这个人。
If you mention a name, then you'll think of the person.
所以神的名代表神的自己。
So the name of God represents God himself.
说明他们在这里追求认识神。
And it shows that these people have pursued him and have known
him. 我们已经是在主的名下。
And we are under his name.
但是我们知道他的名吗?
But do we know his name?
在腓立比书里面告诉我们
，In Philippians he tells us，
主耶稣已经得着超乎万名之上的名
，That he is the name above all names，
他是最可靠的
，And he is the most reliable。
这个名是包括他的全能，包括他的荣耀
，And in his name it has his power and his glory。
这个叫做知道他的名
，And this means those who have known him。
所以神说这里有两个因为两个原因啊，两个原因。
And here there are two reasons.
一个因为他专心爱我。
It's because he has loved me.
因为他知道我的名。
Because he has known my name.
所以神就会把我们摆在高处。
Then I will set him securely on high.
那么就任何东西都摸不到你了。
Then nothing can touch you.
不仅撒旦摸不到你
not only can Satan not
这病毒也摸不到你
the coronavirus cannot
患难也摸不到你
and disaster
因为你 在已经在高处
because you are on high
这是一个应许
and this is a blessing
然后呢到了第十五节
then we come to verse 15
说他若求告我我就应允他
he will call upon me and I will answer
只要你住在主里面
as long as you live in the Lord,
你的祷告主就应允
then he will answer
主听你的祷告
he hears our prayers
今天我们都知道祷告的重要
today we know the importance of prayer
但是我们更知道我们需要主听我们的祷告
but more importantly we need to know that he answers
他答应我们的祷告
he promises to answer our prayers
所以如果你住在主里面
So that if we live in the Lord,
住在至高者的隐秘处
we live in the shelter of the Most High,
你的祷告都是有功效的
then all of your prayers are effective.
并且呢在急难中我要与他同在
And not only that, but in times of trouble, we will be with him.
有时候呢一些出乎意料之外的一些难处临到我们了
And sometimes there are difficulties and trouble that come on
或者病痛临到我们
Or sicknesses.
不要害怕
We do not need to be afraid.
我与你同在。
The Lord says, I will be with you.
所以这些年呢，我常常有一个感觉。
So in these years, I've had this feeling.
基督徒啊，应该明白一件事。
Christians need to understand one thing.
我们能对主说。
We need to be able to say to the Lord.
主啊，有你就够了。
Lord, as long as I have you, that's
有你的同在就够了。
If I have your presence, that is
只要有你的同在。
As long as I have your presence.
什么难处都不需要怕。
I don't need to fear anything.
就是你没有预料到的难处临到，这个急难临到也不需要害怕。
And even these troubled times come our way, we don't need to fear.
你看这多么宝贵一件事情。
What a precious thing.
他说我要搭救他，使他尊贵。
Because I will rescue him and honor him.
因为呢，有时候患难临到我们时候，会叫我们很窘迫 ，embarrassing。
If oftentimes when these troubled times come our way, we are embarrassed.
有些难处弄得我们真的是觉得，哎呀，这个好像这个没我用中国人话好像没面子一样。
And it seems like when troubled times comes our way, we lose face.
不，你放心。
But be comforted.
主说我要拯救他。
He says, I will rescue him.
并且使他有尊严。
And honor him.
哎呀，多么宝贵啊。
This is so precious.
今天在主的救恩中啊。
today in God's salvation,
we
don't need to feel like we are
embarrassed.
God's salvation abundantly helps us to walk through
all of it.
It's similar to Daniel and his three friends. In this fiery furnace.
这个火烧得那么大,
the flames are great.
诶,
and yet they can walk around.
出来之后,
and when they came out, there was no scent of being burned.
这就是主的救恩带给我们的尊严。
And this is the salvation of the Lord.
啊, 弟兄姊妹,
God truly loves us.
他给我们的应许是何等的宝贵,
and what he has given to us is so precious.
所以最后一节,
Verse
16.
With a long life, I will satisfy
him. 啊,
our lives are before him.
啊, 你想活得长久,
if you want to live a long life, only God can give you that long life.
我们的生命不受威胁。
That our lives cannot be touched.
啊, 这是多么宝贵的一件事。
What a precious thing.
然后呢, 他说, 我将我的救恩显明给他。
And let him behold my salvation.
就是这个救恩在我们身上成了真真实实的经历。
That this salvation is real and practical in our
lives. 你不能光想着, 哦, 主是救主, 主救我们, 结果在我们身上都没显明, 对不对?
You can't say that, oh, God saved us, but in our lives there's nothing that shows that.
所以这个显明就说明实实在在。
And this manifestation of God's salvation in our lives speaks to the fact that it is real.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
啊, 我们大家, 一同来把这个第一节再念一遍。
Let's all read verse 1 together.
啊, 把它背下来,
may we memorize
牢记在心,
and remember it in our hearts.
啊, 这是目前我们在这个环境里面来讲呢, 这是对我们来讲最好的一个保护。
And in the times and in the circumstances that we're living in, verse 1 is our greatest protection.
啊, 我们中文先来, 然后英文来一遍。
Read it in a Chinese first together and then together. So everyone read together.
住在至高者隐蔽处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
我们愿主的话激发我们的信心。
May we use God's word to strengthen our faith.
让我们活在今天这一个不容易的时候,
that as we live in these difficult times in the world,
我们的注意力在神的话语上,
that our attention is on the word of God,
我们不受这个外面环境的搅扰,
that we will not be influenced and stirred up by our circumstances,
不管外面的环境怎样越来越变得不好,
no matter how the world is changing,
世界翻天覆地,
the chaos in the world and the devastation.
我们把我们的注意力,
may we place our attention and our focus on the word
of God.
May God protect every fresh dear brother and sister.
能够因着圣灵的引导,
that through the leading of the Holy Spirit,
住在主里面,
that we can live in the Lord. That we can live in the shelter of the Most High. And that we can experience the power of His Almighty Hand.
所以感谢主,
and we thank God
在神的话语中,
that in His Word
有这么宝贵的一篇诗篇,
there is such a precious song.
这真的是, 我读的时候我就感觉这正是应 应时的话语为了这个时候,
and as I was reading this, I felt like this was so appropriate for the time we're living.
所以请弟兄姊妹在家里，你把这篇诗多读几遍。
So at home, brothers and sisters, if you can read Psalm 91 several times,
心里害怕就读它。
And if there's fear in your heart, read it again.
有恐惧，有忧虑，你就读它。
If there's terror in your life, read it again.
睡不着觉，你就读它。
If you cannot sleep at night, read it again.
我们因主的话相互的勉励。
And through God's word, we can encourage each other.
啊, 愿主把我们带到他话语的世界。
And may God bring us into the reality of
his word. 让我们能
度
过这一段艰难的时候。
That he can help us to pass through this time of
difficulty. 感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
好，我们请低头再有点祷告。
So let's bow and pray.
主，我们把深处的感谢归给你。
Lord, we give you the worship from the depths of our being.
在今天这个充满患难的时代
that in this world that is so chaotic and corrupt,
当病毒正在蔓延的时候
and as the coronavirus continues to spread,
这个瘟疫已经在全地
and this type of pestilence is throughout the world.
我们知道这是你行审判的时候
and we know that this is your judgment.
你要除去所有一切的罪恶。
And you want to cleanse the world of all sin.
你要更洁净你自己的教会。
And you want to cleanse your church.
主啊，我们是你的百姓。
Lord, we are your people.
是你操场上的羊。
We are the shepherd, the sheep of your flock.
我们知道你爱我们。
And we know that you love us.
你已经把救恩赐给了我们。
You have already given us your salvation.
主啊，但愿这个时候。
Lord, may right
now. 圣灵引导我们。
That your Holy Spirit would lead us.
每个弟兄姊妹都顺服恩高的教训住在主里面。
That every brother and sister would follow the leading of the anointing.
我们能住在至高者的隐秘处。
That we can live in the shelter of the Most High.
经历你自己全能的保护。
That we can experience the protection under your almighty hand.
虽然我们没有办法聚在一起。
That although we cannot gather together,
但愿今天早晨你仍旧接纳我们所有的敬拜。
Amen. The Lord, this morning you have accepted our praise.
保护每一个家。
Lord, may you protect every family.
保护所有的弟兄和姊妹。
Protect every brother and sister.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你从来没有离开过。
You have never departed from us.
Amen.
主啊，我们知道你回来的脚步。是何等的迫近。
Lord, we know that your return is near.
愿我们都起来爱你。
May we all rise up to love you.
我们更多认识你名的全能。
That we would know your name and the power of your name.
主啊，保守我们度过这一段艰难的时候。
Lord, protect us as we go through these difficult times.
让我们的心灵里仍旧充满平安。
That in our souls we would be filled with peace.
也充满你同在的喜乐。
Full of the joy of your presence.
你实在是我们的神。
You truly are our God.
我们把感谢归给你。
We give you our worship.
愿你听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天早晨的聚会就停在这里。
We'll conclude our meeting this morning.
那么我不知道金台弟兄是不是有一点什么报告吗？还是有？好，那么我们这样啊，我们目前来讲，我们在会所里面所有的聚会都暂停。
Just a couple of announcements we'd like to make regarding our meetings. Currently, all of the church meetings have been canceled.
但是我们呢，用这个网络呢，我们人就是可以聚会。
But through this online format, we still can meet.
所以我们礼拜二的祷告聚会呢
So for Tuesday night prayer meeting,
我们就不在会所里
So we will not gather at the church building.
我们分组
We will break off into groups.
各组的负责的弟兄们那么请你们负一点责任
So all of the group, prayer group leaders, I'd like to give you some responsibility on this.
能够在你的家中呢能够把这个网络设起来
That you can establish this online chat room.
如果你觉得有问题的，请你打电话给监会弟兄。
If you have any problems setting this online format up, you can contact Brother Chan Wu.
或者金台弟兄也可以，金台也知道是吧？怎么弄啊？
知道一点，
知道一点。
Or maybe.Contact Brother John.
那么或者还有啊，就是有些年长弟兄姊妹，他们不懂得怎么用这些东西。
And some of the elderly brothers and sisters who don't know how to set up the online service.
如果你家中有年轻的弟兄姊妹，请你帮助父母。
May we have some of the youth in the family set it up for the parents.
如果有一些年长的弟兄们不知道怎么弄的，那么如果有就近的年轻弟兄姊妹能帮助也很好。如果不行的话呢，那么就近打电话给金彩弟兄。
And if the elderly have any difficulty setting up the online service, to please contact
them. 所以我们希望礼拜二晚上仍旧有祷告聚会，但是跟平常的不一样。
That we can continue to have prayer meeting, but in this different format.
礼拜五的读经聚会也是一样。
And for Bible study,
请各分组的负责弟兄们那么能够注意一下。
For each of the leaders of the various groups.
跟各分组的参加聚会的弟兄姊妹们能够有个联系。
That the brothers and sisters can have communication.
我们也用网上来聚会。
That we can also gather online.
好吧，如果有困难的啊，我就说，不知道怎么弄的，请跟弟兄们联络。
And if you have difficulty doing this, please contact the brothers.
啊，那么礼拜六东南区也是一样。
And we'll have the same format for the Southeast District Bible Study.
或者有其他青年弟兄姊妹的聚集啊，或者有其他的这些聚集，都可以利用这个网络。
And for other youth meetings as well, we can use this online format.
我们下一个主日呢，是一个本来是一个分组的交通聚会。
And next Sunday we were supposed to have a fellowship meeting.
我们寻求啊，寻求看看，那么若是下个主日能有些弟兄们啊，能有用一点主的话，继续的跟我们有鼓舞和交通，那么呢，我们就再用这个方式，弟兄姊妹在家庭里，好吧
？We hope that next Sunday we can have some other brothers who are gifted in the Word who can give us encouragement.And we'll use this same format.
若是弟兄姊妹想要知道现在目前教会的这个情况，请你们这个看你们的这个叫什么？
email 教会的网站，
看教会的网站，好吧
？So if you have any questions about the schedule and how we will be conducting our meetings, please go to our website.
对，我们会把很多的消息放在网站上。
We will put a lot of our announcements on our church website.
啊，最后一件事情。
And lastly,
我们请所有的弟兄姊妹纪念我们林环弟兄。
We ask all the brothers and sisters to remember our brother Juan Lin.
他现在还在医院里。
He is still in the hospital.
因为他背后呢，昨天动了一个大的手术。
He had a major operation on his back.
我们为我们弟兄的得医治和平安祷告。
We pray for our brother's healing.And recovery.
也纪念我们弟兄的全家。
And we remember our brother's entire family.
好，感谢主。
We thank God.
那么今天早上我们的聚会就停在这里。
We'll conclude our meeting this morning.
愿主使所有的弟兄姊妹都在主里有平安。
And may all the brothers and sisters have peace in the Lord.
好。好，谢谢。